Hey guys, in this video I'm going to show you how you can download and install PuTTY on your Windows operating system and use PuTTY to log into a remote operating system using SSH, right? So let's say I have a virtual machine which runs OpenSSH server on it and I want to log into that Ubuntu operating system using my Windows operating system using PuTTY. How can I do this? I'm going to show you. It can be your remote server or remote machine which you want to log into. It can be anything, right? So let's see first of all how to install PuTTY. So first of all, just search for PuTTY on your favorite browser, and then first link which will appear here will be from putty.org. Just click on that link and the download is really easy for the PuTTY. So you can just see the download PuTTY page here, and then just click here on this link, and here you will be able to see different kind of executable file which you can download and install, right? So what we are going to do is, let's say we are going to just install the first option for the 64-bit for Windows, right? So I'm going to just click this, which is PuTTY minus 64-bit MSI installer, and then I'm going to save it, and once it's saved we are going to just run this MSI file. So I'm going to just click OK and then minimize my browser, and then first of all let me install this PuTTY. So just click next here, and this is the default location where PuTTY will be saved. So if you don't have any good reason to change the location, just leave it as it is. Click next and then just click install. So now the PuTTY is installed on my system. I'm going to just avoid reading readme file and then click finish. And now I'm going to open the PuTTY by searching PuTTY in my search bar. So just write PuTTY. And you can see this PuTTY icon is here. So just open PuTTY, and then we will try to connect to our remote server. In our case, this is my virtual machine, but it can be anything in your case. So first of all, what we need to know about this remote server, we need to know the IP address of this remote server. So we just write if config here and then press enter, and then you can see this is the IP address of this server. For example, it can be different in your case, so just you need to know the IP address, and whatever the IP address is, you need to just copy this and paste it in here, right? So just paste it where it says host name or IP address. So just paste it here, and the default port for the SSH is port 22. So by default the SSH connects to the port 22. So if you haven't changed the port on the server side, then just leave this port 22 as default. And now you can just click open, and now I'm going to just press open, which is going to open this kind of terminal in my case, and then here I'm going to just say no, and then it asks me the login username. So login as, so the username here is code mine. In my case, you can see the username is shown here, but in your case, whatever username you want to connect to, you can give your username. So in my case, I will just give code bind. In your case, just see whatever username you are using. Okay, so login as code bind, and the password for this Ubuntu operating system or the server, whatever you are using, so the password of that server. So for example, I will give my password, and now I will be connected to this Ubuntu operating system, in my case remote server, in your case most probably. So you can see it shows codebind at the rate codebind, which is same as this terminal, right? So I will just write pwd to know in which folder am I, and I'm in my home folder, and here also I can write the same, so pwd, and then it'll give me the same result, right? So I will do ls to list out all the files in my home folder. You can see these are all the files, and the same it will show me here because I'm connected to the same machine and I'm logged into the same machine, right? So you can see the same folder structure and files are listed here also. So basically now you can control your remote server, which is this virtual machine in my case, from your PuTTY terminal, right? So in this way you can download and install PuTTY on your Windows operating system and connect via SSH to a remote server. I hope you've enjoyed this video. Please rate, comment, subscribe, and bye for now.